Proclamation number 3591 of 31st of October, 1945. Belief in a supremely perfect being. Faith in God's omnipotence gives the human being inner peace as soon as he also feels God's strength of love within himself through his own activity of love. For now he is certain of the Father's loving care, which offers him safe protection in every danger of body and soul. To recognize God as a supremely perfect being means to be convinced of his love, wisdom and omnipotence, and this is profound faith which has a beneficial effect on the human being in every way. A being which is supremely perfect only wants good for all its living creations, and it will also determine the human being's path on earth according to its discretion, as it will result in the greatest success for him. And nothing will be impossible for this being because his will and his strength will accomplish everything. Consequently, a profound faith must guarantee the human being's innermost tranquility who feels himself to be a creature of the one who is supremely perfect. The perfection can only want to shape what has become perfect again or lead what has become imperfect back to perfection. And because this will is decisive, every happening will only serve this purpose and thus be good, although the human being does not recognize it as long as he is not deeply believing, thus convinced of God's love, omnipotence and wisdom. To know oneself in the care of the Supreme Being must make the human being happy and take away every worry. But this requires the belief that no other power can thwart the plans of the Supreme Being and that consequently another power is no longer to be feared as soon as the human being entrusts himself to the Supreme Being. God is the greatest power in heaven and on earth, and every opposing power is small before him. But God's love takes hold of everything that strives towards him, that acknowledges him, thus lifts in faith in him. And this love works united with strength, thus every implementation of divine will is an act of divine love, and since God's might and strength is unlimited, every will can also be implemented. But where God's love determines his will, every worry the human being has on earth about his fate is invalid. Where love and wisdom reign, where omnipotence is unlimited and what love, wisdom and omnipotence accomplish aims for perfection, there a being is active which is unsurpassable in its perfection and to whom surrender guarantees the most blissful fate on earth and in eternity, for the being, which is a creature of the Supreme Being, will never ever need to attach importance to its own needs and worries if the eternal deity takes over all care for the creature which surrenders itself and its will to him. Deep faith in God therefore gives the human being peace and tranquility, for he knows that he is guided and protected and is not afraid of the oppositions he has to overcome for the sake of his soul's maturity. He constantly draws strength from God and will remain victorious in every battle of his soul with its opponent. Already the acknowledgement of the perfection of the Supreme Being is profound faith which makes the human being confident and carefree. For what man fears can only be the effects of imperfection, that is, the work of God's adversary or his own inadequacy. And when both are confronted by perfection through one's own devotion, the former collapses and all anxiety leaves the human being, for the most perfect being can do everything and wants everything that is good. And only evil is to be feared if the human being does not acknowledge God. This is why profound faith is absolutely necessary if the human being wants to attain inner peace and live out his earthly life in carefree happiness and hope for a blissful end. But anyone who lacks this faith will live an incessant battle with the powers of darkness, and this means constant restlessness, fear of fate and inner doubt as long as the human being is of weakened will and has not yet decided for or against God. The apostate, however, is supported by the forces of the underworld, and his earthly life can certainly feign peace and carefreeness, but his soul never participates in it, and at the end of his earthly life comes the soul's great hardship, which is now at the mercy of the powers of darkness, because it acknowledged them on earth and not the Supreme Being, who in his perfection also tried to win this soul but constantly found rejection, because the human being lacked all faith, without which there is no spiritual ascent, no beatitude and no inner peace. Amen.